This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And we're delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, right here on Genesis Communications Network. And if you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. John is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Mike Parsons is with us today. Welcome, Mike.
Greetings, Vincent.
Hey, Mike. You know, you're a farmer and I am. I just wanted to mention that we are enduring the hydraulic hose blues again. And there's a tractor that we have that hasn't had hydraulic hoses replaced in our ownership of the tractor, and they're just blowing, causing all kinds of problems. And I wanted to share that with you. Have you noticed that on your farm as well?
I haven't, because both of the tractors are down right now. But before we begin, Vincent, I wanted to congratulate you. You don't realize it, but last week you've actually saved a life.
Really?
Can I tell you about it?
Sure.
I received a letter last night, and this is from a listener, and they say in their letter, first of all, I want to thank Vincent, Lauren from Ohio, and Mike for their efforts of informing the public about health benefits of colloidal silver and how it can save lives. I also want to say a special thanks to the lady that gave me the health knowledge that she was willing to share with me so graciously at 2 in the morning. Now, she leaves out names of certain peoples for various reasons, but she says, please understand that I am a person currently forced to stay under the radar because of the corrupt corporation posing as government in Canada, which is currently trying to eliminate me. No, I've done nothing wrong other than sue 24 justices in the Canadian courts for denying my disabled son his rights to a trial, as well as attempting to save the life of another child. Recently, she says she had become ill to the point that she was experiencing acute internal pain along with massive hemorrhaging. And up to that point, she had been a very healthy person, as a vegetarian, and had not seen a doctor in over 10 years. But after a few days of this condition and no relief, she knew that she, well, had very little time, and she was seeking medical treatment. She was reluctant to go to the hospital because of being aware of the fact that she could be detected and the possibility of being nabbed right then. And once they get you, they don't take you into the hospital. They take you straight to jail. So she was in a dilemma. And she was stuck because, as she puts it, no matter which way I turned, death seemed inevitable. Your timely call helped me to decide not to risk going to the local hospital, which, as it turns out, was a godsend and the right thing to do. She says, other friends helped me to get vitamins and minerals, which I lacked due to poor nutrition from hiding for so long. At first, I experienced a burst of renewed vitality, but this didn't last long, and a day later, my health plummeted. Thankfully, before this happened, I was reminded of the recent show. I told her about the show with you and Lauren, a couple of shows. And she listened. She went back and listened to your archives. And regarding one of those, talked about the benefits of colloidal silver. And you've been talking about that in your own health situation. And she said, I decided to give it a try as an alternative to antibiotics, as I suspected I might have an infection by that point. And she writes, by the time I had made it to the health food store the next day, I was coughing, my head was pounding, and I was shaking and feeling like I was going into septic shock. Then right there in the store, I took a dose of the colloidal silver. Within minutes, I could feel my lungs, my head, and abdominal pain subsiding. Within 48 hours, my pain and hemorrhaging was almost gone. Although I needed to correct the dosage of colloidal silver I was taking in order to continue to recover along with a few changes in my diet, I am happy to report that by God's grace and a few friends that cared, I am still alive today. Thanks to the people like Vincent, Lauren from Ohio, Mike, and others, you too can survive tomorrow by preparing today. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Mike. I really appreciate that. And let me put another dot in front of us. Yesterday, I drove someone to a doctor's appointment. And I happen to know this doctor, and I've invited him to be on the air with us. And, you know, he'd like to, but his schedule's really busy, especially during our broadcast time. And he has a specialty. He's a dermatologist, and there are very few of them. So I thought it'd be great to have him join the faculty. Well, he had his assistants with him, two assistants. And when they were there at the right time, I asked them if they had heard of using iodine, triiodine, on skin tags, sometimes called skin tabs, these little pieces of skin that seem to develop. And no one had heard of that. And one of the assistants said to me, where do you get your information? What makes you ask that? Where do you get this information? I said, well, I talk to a lot of people. And that's what we bring to the table. There are so many people like Lauren from Ohio and others who have called in, who have become instructors, who listen and share their information. And I also mentioned to another doctor during a visit taking someone else to a doctor's appointment within the last few weeks about colloidal silver. And I said, what do you think of colloidal silver? Not sure what that is. So there are plenty of medical professionals who have not been exposed to the information about colloidal silver, iodine, and some of the things that we talk about here on this broadcast. And by the way, class, just as a point of information, I am taking liquid iodine, putting it on a Q-tip, and swabbing it on my skin daily as something that Dr. Shealy and I talked about. Not a lot, just about the size of a postage stamp. And I put it on different parts of my skin. I change that the part of my skin I put it on daily. So it might be on the left arm, right arm, forearm, you know, shoulder, and so forth. And so Dr. Shealy and I talked about that, and that's something that can help prevent the damage from radiation, and your skin absorbs the iodine. So, Mike, you know, it's what we've got here is a pretty large coffee table or a kitchen table. And it's just a bunch of us who have something to share, some information that we think others might benefit from. And we just pull up a seat to the table and we share that information. None of us is being paid. There are no hidden agendas. We are all volunteers in what we do. And we're all passionate about what we do. Additionally, we feel that we need to help those who are willing to listen, to share those specific points of information that we've learned, those dots that we've connected, and we share our ideas and opinions, because we think that there's some benefit in that. And that's why we do what we do. And literally, those who are faculty on this broadcast literally give up their time, which they will never get back. They'll never get back. Mike, you're not going to get back the time that you're spending on the air today. And you're doing it because you think that there's a benefit to your fellow man, especially those who are willing to listen and possibly investigate further what they hear here and maybe even try some of the things that we're talking about or implement some of the strategies. And that's, class, that's who we are. That is literally who we are. There are plenty of broadcasters who have hidden agendas. There are plenty of broadcasters who, when they, well, I guess it's, maybe we should take a couple of minutes and talk about the underbelly of broadcasting. There are plenty of broadcasters who will say, get that call from that publishing company saying, we've got this wonderful author, we think that author would be great for you to have on the air, and he's written a great book, she's written a great book, what do you think? And then the broadcaster might say something like this, well, send me a case of books, and we'll see if we can get that person on the air. And then that person, the broadcaster, may sell those books, and that would be the compensation. And those are things you don't know about. Those are things that you don't think that happens in broadcasting. Well, sometimes it does. It doesn't happen here. In my case, I'll get some calls from people who have written books, and they will ask me to have their person on the air, and I'll say, let me look up the book. I'll look it up on the internet. If I'm interested in it, if I think it's worth spending time on, I will say something like this. I'm interested. Will you please send me a copy of the book, and I will read it. And if I like it, I will invite that person to be on the air. If I don't like it, that person will not be on the air. It's as simple as that. If I would buy that book, I would put that person on the air. If I wouldn't buy that book, I absolutely would not put that person on the air. Mike Parsons is with us. Mike Parsons is a pilot. He's a farmer. And some of the things that we're going to talk about today are privacy. And you think privacy is free? Well, it used to be free. It's not free anymore. Privacy is really expensive. And we're going to talk a little bit about tracking and spying and Google hiding information with their search engine. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Mike Parsons is with us. He's a fellow farmer and a pilot. And I have a request. I mentioned this yesterday. If you listen to this broadcast and we've provided some information that changed your life somehow, maybe you decided to buy a farm, you know, move out of the city, move out of the suburbs, change locations, move to a different location, somehow made a significant change in your life based on something that you heard here, maybe investigated a little bit further, maybe one of your instructors piqued your interest to study some more on a specific topic, and it changed your life, would you mind calling us today and letting us know what happened, what you did, what the result is, good, bad, or otherwise. That number, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You know, Mike, I have, as I travel and when I meet the police, I invite them to come on this broadcast. And I say, well, you know, do you guys have a ticket quota? Would you like talking about police work and what happens and share some of that with us? I have never had a policeman, a cop, law enforcement, ever employed police come on this air. They won't do it. They will not come on the air, and I don't know why. They can tell their story. They can say, yeah, 99.9% of us are great guys, and we've got, you know, just 0.1% who aren't so nice. The rest of us are really good guys. They could say that. I mean, of course, I would challenge them. But they've never done it, Mike. They will not come on the air. Now, it's only been, you know, we're going on 6 years now, so we haven't spent a lot of time on it. But I'm wondering what the deal is. They just won't come on the air. Are they afraid? Are they going to get fired? Or what's the deal? Same is true with bankers. Bankers don't want to either.
It's the same reason that you'll have these policemen on various talk radio shows talking about how they're out there on the front lines fighting crime, how it's a terrible job, yet they will not walk down to City Hall and put the handcuffs on the real criminals. They will not walk down to the courthouses and go back there where these Luciferian priests administering sorcery wearing a black robe are conducting their business in a private court. They will not put those in the shackles and cart them off to the jail where they need to be. Because at the end of the day, they're just hirelings. All they are is nothing more than a hireling doing the dirty work for a bunch of evil criminals that the average person assumes is an elected official.
Mike, when you sit in the courtroom and you watch the judge and those charged with violations, do you see the criminal enterprise at work? Do you see how it could go a lot better for those who are charged and how they are getting run over by the system? Is that something you see as a person who watches what happens in court?
Yeah, once you learn the truth of what's really going on, that they're operating an administrative court, it's a private for profit corporation posing as a court, that the judge makes a profit off of every conviction, that the DA and the clerk make a profit off of every conviction. They have a financial interest, which is totally in violation of not only the law, but their canon of ethics. They follow no canon of ethics. They do as they please. It's an administrative court utilizing admiralty law, maritime law, and the captain of the ship does as he dang well pleases. And the average person doesn't know this, and when you try to explain it to them, that it's complex. And so you tend to have people that glaze over. It's kind of like trying to give advice about medicine or finances or sexual relations to your parent. Well, they're not going to listen to you because who are you? You're our child. What do you know? So that's the problem. And there was yesterday you were talking with Captain John Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a big concern, of course, about the problems going on. And after the break, I want to tell you about a comparison I observed between what the President of the United States is doing yesterday versus the Grand Chief of the Chilcotin Indian Nation. Be amazed.
All right, we'll be right back. Mike Parsons, Vin Finelli, USA Prepares.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795.
1-800-959-5795. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike, you were saying that John Reagan was on the air yesterday with us, and we were talking and sparked a thought about Obama and the chief of the Chilotin Nation. Please continue.
Yeah, I was listening to the show yesterday, and Captain John Reagan was doing an analysis of just how few people would actually be able to survive off the land in the area around Dallas, Texas, where he lives.
Yeah.
And I thought of how my friends to the north were preparing for this upcoming winter, as same as their ancestors had done for over 1,000 years before them. And I considered that while the president of United States Corporation was chasing a golf ball somewhere, you know, this was the time when the Grand Chief of the Chilcotin Nation was out fishing with the men of his town. And for several days, what they're doing is they're catching the salmon, they're cleaning and curing and smoking them, thousands of pounds of fish that they're going to store up for the winter. So they'll have enough for every man, woman, and child to make it through the winter. Along with freezers full of moose, there's going to be plenty to go around for everybody in their community. And so, because they're preparing, no one will go hungry, regardless if they have an income or not. There will be more than enough. There will be an abundance, as there has been for over 1,000 years.
Because the village is involved. It's not one person.
Yeah, and
himself or herself.
They work within the resources that the creators provided for them. So they go and do the massive harvesting of the salmon when the salmon are coming in to spawn, and there's just an overabundance of them. They just go out there with nets, and they literally can get 100 pounds of salmon in a single cast. You know, with a 10-foot wide net, you'll get probably 20 or 30 salmon each time. It's really no problem. And then it's just a matter of cleaning and curing. And some of them they'll smoke and they'll preserve and they'll put up for the winter. And that's what they'll have to eat for the 6 months of the year, which is below freezing. Of course, they do hunt moose and they store that up. And so if you're looking for leadership, you can look to the guy in Washington, D.C. that's out there in Bermuda shorts chasing around a golf ball and learn from him, or you can look to those people that have been preppers for over 1,000 years, the original preppers, the American natives. And just want to mention one thing. John Stattmiller, I listen to him most of the time when I'm able to. And he made a point yesterday and the day before. It had to do with the way people define what a hero is. They, you know, all the time people want to say that the people in the military are heroes, the police are heroes.
Oh, wow.
And I agree with him. He said a hero is someone who saves lives, not someone who takes life. So I agree with that, and that all of the USA Prepares instructors are about preserving life, sustaining life. Those are the real heroes. In a time when everything is upside down, when right is wrong and wrong is right, as the Bible talks about, to call someone who goes out and systematically murders people in a foreign land, whether it be from Vietnam, killing innocent women and children who were just doing their daily chores, to people in Iraq who didn't ask for anybody to come over there and help them, you know, people really have to analyze what are their definitions of these words, and have they been deceived? And I would venture to say that it's a huge deception. I listened to the flack about this guy not wanting to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, his reasons might have been different from mine, but I don't pledge allegiance because I know what those words mean. I have a creator. My allegiance would be to my creator, not to some man-made god or some symbol of a man-made god. And I just went through the Black's Law Dictionary last night, just kind of looking this over, and I realized real quick, I'm certainly glad that I don't pledge allegiance, because to pledge allegiance, well, by definition, to pledge, a formal promise or understanding, the act of providing something as security for a debt or obligation. Allegiance is defined as a citizen's obligation of fidelity and obedience to the government in return for benefits of the protection of the state. Are you being protected? Probably not. I think the founders would be rolling in their grave. And, of course, a flag is a symbol or a signal. United States of America today is controlled by a corporation posing as, well, it's registered as United States government. It's listed on Dun & Bradstreet. And so, therefore, the verse, "and to the republic for which it stands," is a false statement, since a republic is defined as a system of government in which the people hold sovereign power. The United States government has declared anyone claiming to be a sovereign as a potential domestic terrorist, and under the National Defense Authorization Act, those are deemed as enemies and potential terrorists, enemies of the state, and they can be assassinated. The republic envisioned by those who signed the Declaration of Independence, well, the republic required self-governance, as all rights were inherent from birth from our Creator. Self-governance, that's the term they're afraid of, because once everybody latches on to self-governing, you don't need a government overseeing you. You don't need a daddy, and that scares the heck out of them. Then the verse, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, indicating that the individual sovereign states, which were like sovereign countries in their own right, and the people were true sovereigns, is no more. Under God would, well, it's not possible, since today the United States government's highest court has declared God has no place in their courts, schools. It's not even found in the legal dictionary. God is not listed in the legal dictionary. They don't reflect on God. Indivisible was emphasized so that no one would forget what happened the last time a state tried to secede from the so-called voluntary union. With liberty and justice for all, Benson, as someone who has been falsely charged, railroaded into prison, it's clear that the word is, as we know, does not mean is. Well, though also, the word all apparently does not mean all. I certainly didn't see it. That's why I don't say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Mike, as you mentioned this, I was thinking, let's just make a substitution in the Pledge of Allegiance, and I pledge allegiance to General Motors, even though they fully knew that they were manufacturing ignition switches that were killing people. 124 deaths have been attributed to General Motors' faulty ignition switches because they looked at the cost of a recall versus the cost of litigation. They said, well, let's see, it's probably a little less to litigate, so let's just do that. I mean, we can pledge allegiance to IBM, Google, Verizon, Apple. And as you say this, Mike, I was thinking about back to a university graduation that I attended some months ago. And as I looked around, there was a pledge. And I was the only one that I could see in the entire ceremony. I was in the bleachers and I could see across. I could see left, right, and across, down. I was the only one who was not saying the Pledge of Allegiance, because I didn't know exactly what the Pledge of Allegiance meant at that time. Who were we pledging allegiance to? Were we pledging allegiance to this regime that is beating up small sovereign nations all over the world because they have oil or minerals or resources that we think that we could use better than they could use them? Is this a pledge to Barack Obama, who is pledging to reduce the military troops occupying foreign lands, who is actually done the exact opposite? Are we pledging to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State, getting our people killed, selling favors? Who are we pledging allegiance to? And why? Why would we pledge to offer a guarantee by a solemn binding promise, which is similar to an oath, allegiance, which is loyalty by a villager to a government? Why would we do that when the government does these things and sells us out, when we have representatives, alleged representatives, who sell us out? Why would we pledge allegiance to that? Why wouldn't we pledge allegiance to honesty and integrity? And and just doing the right thing, but we don't seem to be able to do that. So, Mike, you know, some people are probably going to turn us off and say, you know, those guys are nuts. You know, they don't love this country. Actually, one of the very first complaints I got when I was on the air within a couple days of broadcasting for the very first time, a call came into the radio station in Springfield, and it was a complaint about me, and this woman who called said, you know, if he doesn't love this country, why doesn't he leave? And my response was, I do love this country, and I want them to leave, meaning the people who are committing these atrocities and crimes. And so at this graduation, university graduation that I attended, they had some young men in uniform. And I would say it was only a couple percent, maybe 2% of the entire graduating class. 2% of the class was in uniform, military uniform. And they got standing ovation after standing ovation and cheers. And these guys, and I'm thinking, are you kidding? These people have been sold out, and right next to them was their recruitment officer, beaming proudly that he's put targets on their fronts, backs, and heads. And everybody was so proud of these young men.
Exercise and deep breathing gets oxygen into the blood, but does not guarantee you get oxygen into your 372 trillion cells. Largely, the essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic and linoleic acids, control oxygen transfer from the blood to the cells. These essential fatty acids are called essential because they must be obtained from the diet on a regular basis. Many people are aware of the value of supplementing with flax or hemp seed oil. What most people don't know is that due to current methods of pressing, all these oils are significantly damaged and oxidized by the time you consume them. What everyone needs to know is that there are new seed oils on the market that are pressed in a manner that protects the oils from damage and oxidation. Even athletes get cancer, which means that despite their abundant oxygen uptake into the blood, the transfer of oxygen into the cells is not occurring. I invite you to try the Andreas seed oils and see for yourself what a difference you can feel in energy, reduction of appetite, and well-being. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Last day of God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Mike Parsons is with us. And, you know, I mentioned that the instructors of USA Prepares provide, at their cost, their time, their advice and counsel. And their expertise. And joining us from Montana is Kyle. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. I heard a quote yesterday, and I've been thinking about it half the day yesterday pretty intensely. And I think people should really think on it because, you know, our founding fathers, you were right. I really believe that their honor and integrity and honesty was more of a foundation to them. That was the reason they created and started the country, you know, and were willing to place their lives and their honor, like it says in the Declaration of Independence. But I heard a quote yesterday, and I was just kind of wondering what you and Mike think about it. And it goes like this, I probably won't get it exact, but it's very close. A flag is a piece of cloth with colors on it, first used to shrink wrap the brains of its subjects, and then to cover the casket of its casualties.
Mike, you want to go first?
That's a fact that a lot of people will make something their God, and they will give power to an inanimate object. They will bow to it, they will pray to it, they will worship it, they will bend over backwards for a piece of cloth. There are guys that will set up and take shots for little ribbons to pin on their chest. I can't remember what the guy said at one time, but effectively, you know, the insanity of these people willing to go to their grave for these little pieces of cloth ribbon to put on their chest is just amazing.
Kyle and Mike, we have some of those pieces of ribbon here at the farmhouse, and they are Russian pieces of ribbon, American pieces of ribbon, German World War II pieces of ribbon, and then their little badges that go with them. And you're absolutely right. And I was amazed at this graduation ceremony at the university where the attendees were so proud of these young men. Maybe there are five or six of them, and they're so proud of him, and they gave an ovation to the recruiting officer who sought these young men out to make them targets to fight for old men, old men's wars, wars for profit, beating up small nations around the world in the name of democracy, in the name of keeping us free. It's absolute insanity. And we have here at the farmhouse a number of flags that were used in various wars. We have the meatball, and that is the Japanese flag. It's the red-orange circle inside a field of white. Then we have the rising sun. Then we have the flags with the swastikas. And we have the American flag and the Italian flags. And we have a bunch of flags here that were used in war. And it's horrible. These flags are a reminder to our family, the horrors of war, the killing. And yet we celebrate these young men who are going to be killers. They're being trained to be killers. Whether they're going to fly drones and kill people, whether they're going to get behind mortars and howitzers and naval guns and helicopter gunships, tanks, whatever they're being trained for, that is not generally not productive for society's well-being. It's to blow stuff up. I was talking with our son in the truck yesterday, and I said, you know, during World War II, there were drives to get copper and metal and, you know, pots and pans that are perfectly useful. And what do? They turn them into explosives that blow up instantly. And so that perfectly good piece of cookware turns into a weapon of war. Have we lost our minds? Yeah, and yes, we did get attacked by the Japanese. Yes, and Germany did declare war on us. Yes, I understand that. But we waste resources, natural resources, on killing other people. It's absolute insanity. Kyle, if you'd like, you certainly may hold.
No, it's all right.
I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.